friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Well, we take you from Applebee's in Farmington for the Golds Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable to the final regular season volleyball match for Mineral Area College. And we broadcast from the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse here in Park Hills on the Mineral Area College campus. They're calling it Midnight Madness here at MAC. They've already grilled up the hot dogs for everyone. Chelsea ate about six or seven of those, and now they're going to have volleyball, and so I'm just kidding. They're going to have basketball teams come out and introduce themselves as well. I'm Chad Speaker. That is Chelsea Overman joining me on the broadcast, an assistant coach from here at Mineral Area College from a few years back, and knows volleyball inside and out. And Chelsea, it's sophomore night here at MAC, final regular season game. What's sophomore night like for the players and the coaches?
Well, I think it's kind of a time just to reflect and go through how the seasons went up until this point. And then also kind of looking forward to what's the next step for some of these sophomores that they plan to play on, if they're going to go on to a four-year institution and just continue their schooling. For coaching staff, I feel like, oh my gosh, we're losing a big chunk of what our team looks like this year, and it's going to look completely different for next year. So I do think it comes with some emotion, but I still feel like these girls are coming out to play volleyball tonight. They know their season's not over. It's just another game. It's just another chance to get a win on the board.
Does the early match focus ever waver because of things like that?
I do think so, and especially with Midnight Madness. You know, you have all the excitement. You have a pretty good sized crowd on hand. There's lots of different things that are going on around you, distractions wise. But, you know, I feel like if they come out with some momentum, their crowd's going to get behind them. It's going to make it a lot more enjoyable for those sophomores.
The lower level is almost all the way filled. The upper level starting to get filled up. There are folks up in the balconies as well. And it'll be a great crowd tonight, and it really should be for any of the volleyball matches the Mineral Area College has. The last 3 years of the national tournament, finishing in the top 10 as well. A returning All-American this year, but she has been injured over half the year. And then the day one setter gets injured as well. So certainly some setbacks with the program this year that were really out of the hands of the coaches and the volleyball team. This tragedy in midseason as well, when Shelby Meyer was killed in an accident in Columbia, Missouri. The Mineral Area College volleyball team played well, didn't win, but played well last time out against West Plains in pushing them to five sets. And so this will be the final regular season matchup for the Cardinals this year, and then the Region 16 tournament coming up later on this week, Friday, Saturday, three-team tournament. That'll be at West Plains. The top two teams will come out of the region and then play in the district tournament after that. So you just have to win Friday night, and you're able to at least move to the next step, and it won't be easy. MAC has lost both to Jeffco and West Plains in the last two matches with those respective teams. Cardinals, though, 15-10 on the year. Lincoln Land started the day 30-14, but they're now 30-15. When Chelsea and I both walked in the arena tonight, there was already volleyball happening. We both thought, what's going on? But no, it was Lincoln Land actually playing against the MOBAP JV squad. They said, if we're going to come far enough to play you, can you rope in somebody else so we can get two matches out of it? And these loggers, Chelsea, play. Mineral Area College has 25 matches. These loggers have 45 matches under their belt already.
Yeah, and that's pretty impressive at this point in the year. When you think about injury, you think about just fatigue setting in towards the end of the season. And to come here and play two matches when they're going up against Mineral Area, kudos to them already for just taking that on this evening. And we'll see how it plays out for them.
Their Division II program, they've been a Division II powerhouse, finishing in the top 20, 10 out of the last 11 seasons. And they were the national runner-up in 2015, third in 2017. So this is a tremendous program coached by Jim Dietz in his 13th year They're right now getting votes in the top 20 in Division II. Thanks for joining us for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. They're online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Well, it's perfect right here in the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Folks coming in jackets, 41 degrees out there right now. A little check of that weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Coming up next, we will have your Patsy's Furniture pregame interview with the head coach for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, Tim Copeland. That's on the other side of this. 2 minute timeout right here on J90A.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Good to be joined by Tim Copeland now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And I guess you call it Midnight Madness. I don't know what coast you're using for the times, but a little bit later night here. The basketball teams will be introduced. The hot dogs are all cooked up. The crowd's filtered in, but the showcase event of the night, always the Mineral Area College volleyball team. You guys playing your final regular season game. And usually it's been, I think, a week before, but it's a good enough time. You guys playing against Lincoln Land here tonight. And it was a little bit, I walked in and there was already volleyball going on, and I thought, uh-oh. You guys promised him two matches if they came or something like that?
Yeah, he kind of wanted to come 2 or 3 hours away if he could get two matches, so I had Mobab come down and play them first match, and then we'll play a normal 6:30 match.
No wonder they have 44 matches coming in tonight. I looked at their numbers, and I was like, what's going on? Nobody plays that much.
Well, I mean, get it. If you're going to travel and you come up, you know, 6 hours on the road and you're going to come down and play one game, it would be nice to play two. But, yes, you know, at my end of it, you know, we just need to play one. We didn't need to play JV, you know, Mobab's JV, and, you know, we didn't want to play them, so we just wanted to play a team that's going to hopefully push us a little bit and get us competition for Friday night.
Still well before first serve. There's already a good buzz around here. They have the upper levels open. There are a lot of people coming around.
Yeah, I mean, being Midnight Madness, you know, and everything's going on with promotion, you know, basketball and everything else, I think it'll be quite a few people here, and hopefully we'll come out and play hard and give them a good night.
What do you want to see from your team to kind of let you know you're going to be ready or getting ready anyway for that Region 16 tournament?
I think what we did last week against West Plains, you know, here, we played hard, we worked hard. I think we, you know, put out good effort. I think we had good, you know, a good just chemistry kind of thing. So I think just kind of looking for that again, making sure they're working hard and putting out the effort they need to, and, you know, let everything fall where it falls.
You know, you take a look at your opponent tonight. I like the mascot, by the way, the Loggers, Lincoln Land Loggers. And they're a Division II program, but they're really a Division II power. I mean, they were the national runners-up just a few years ago, and I think it's been like maybe 10 years they've been finished in the like the top 10 and everything.
Yeah, they've been in the Division II level. They've been in the top 10 the last five or six years. I think 2 years ago they were runner-up in Parkland. So we played in their tournament, not this past 2 years, but before that we did. Only because there was a couple D1s there, but it was always good competition with them and Parkland, you know, number one and number two a couple years ago. So, yeah, we play in D2, but they were better than some of the D1s we're playing in tournaments here. So, but no, it's a good program. Jim does a good job there, and, you know, they, you know, he'll admit they're down a little bit this year, you know, kind of like we're in a situation with injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it'll be a game whoever kind of doesn't make mistakes and works hard will probably come out on top.
You know, been tracking some of your numbers over the past few weeks, and, you know, players certainly like Sol, who's getting a little bit more of an opportunity right now. Bonsanti, Portel, all their kill per set going up. Some of their attack percentages are going up. And so some of your players are really trending in the right direction here late in the season.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of the kids get injuries and players get opportunities that, you know, they haven't had before. And, you know, when you go in, you're not the number one or number two, and you go in being number one or two because you're number three. You know, you're going to get, instead of five sets a game, you're going to get 20, so your opportunities go up a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you know, people are stepping up that need to step up a little bit, and, you know, it's just a matter of can we do it, you know, when we need to here at the end.
What have you seen well out of Mary as a setter as she's taken over that position?
Well, I mean, she's still kind of learning a little bit, too, but not because she doesn't know how to set. It's just because she didn't set for the first 10 weeks of the season, so she's been doing it now for three. Starting to get a little more comfortable, and, you know, I think the biggest thing is trying to get her to understand that, hey, you are running the court, you know, so go ahead and take charge. Nobody's going to be mad at you if you yell at them a little bit, because you need to make sure that they know what you're doing. And then, you know, her hand's really nice. She makes good sets. They're nice and clean, and she works hard on defense in it. So, you know, overall, she's going to be a good one for our next year, you know, and she's getting her feet wet a little bit earlier than we thought, because I didn't think she'd be doing it. And Laura's 100% now, but, you know, you've been going now 3 weeks in the other direction, and to make a change with two games to go, you know, I'm not sure it's the right move to make. So we'll probably stick with her and Laura play defense and go from there.
Have fun. I'll talk to you afterward.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Tim Copeland joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this on J98.
Fleegs Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Massey Ferguson, and many more. Fleegs Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment. Get it ready for spring and summer. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you'll need over the winter. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleegs Equipment. Make us your first stop. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
How would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98, The Boot.
Pass along a few results. We're at three volleyball venues all around the area tonight on our MIMO Info Sports Stream tonight. Class 3 District 2 volleyball action, the two semifinals and a championship game. And St. Genevieve, a bit of an upset winner over Central, 2-1 earlier tonight. North County and Festus playing right now on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Festus took set number one. It was a close one, 25-23. And so it's St. Genevieve awaiting the winner of North County and Festus, the championship match to follow there. We do have a championship match going on right now on AM 800 KREI. Valley Catholic and Arcadia Valley have played twice already this year. And the third time we'll decide who gets into the state brackets. And Valley is up 1-0. Deep now into the second set, it's been back and forth. Both teams right around 20 points right now. You can listen to that on AM 800 KREI. To listen to all of our sports action on the MIMO Info sports stream, just go online at MIMOinfo.com and just click on the sports stream logo at the top of the page there. That second set, by the way, between Arcadia Valley and Valley, just now tied up at 21. So that's a terrific match. And we'll see if it goes two or three tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have the Cardinal Conversation. We'll be joined by the volleyball coaches from Mineral Area College, Tim Copeland, Sammy Meyer might make an appearance as well. She has some other obligations with some of the volleyball players alongside. We'll be at Applebee's in Farmington. That show from 6 until 7 tomorrow night right here on J98. It's Midnight Madness tonight on J98, following up our Kohl's Tractor and Equipment football roundtable at Applebee's. The Mac Cardinals 15-10. The Lincoln Land Loggers now 30-15. And Lincoln Land, actually, this will be their second match of the night. They just played a five-setter against Mobac Chelsea. So even though we talked about maybe a few nerves during sophomore night, some emotion coming through, boy, Lincoln Land just dropped a five-setter. If you can jump on them early, that would be important.
I think that's the key for Mineral Area tonight is to jump on them early. They still have the legs from a five-set match. They've had 30-plus swings on some of their outside hitters, some of their middles. I expect that they would be tired, especially after that it went pretty close into the fifth set for that match. So, yeah, I think Mac needs to jump on it early.
Go get them, Cardinals. So let's meet your starters now, brought to us by Caldwell Banker or Holsey Real Estate. They moved this town, and the Lincoln Land Loggers will start Taylor Thomas, a sophomore from Mapleton, Illinois. Maggie Plush is a freshman from Mattoon, Illinois. Ashley Milton, a sophomore. She's out of Washington, Illinois. Mary Hill is a freshman from Neoga, Illinois. She's in the starting lineup. Jakiah Peeler. Jakiah. She's from Decatur, Illinois. Spelled J-A-K-Y-A, but Jakiah Peeler, sophomore from Decatur, Illinois. Natalie Bates is in the starting lineup, a freshman from Tuscola, Illinois, and Kate Volk is a freshman from Teutopolis, Illinois. And something that you'll notice about these Loggers, and we talked about how well they've done over the past 10 or 11 seasons, finishing in the top 20, Volleyball Chelsea has been a sport that has largely gone international. And a lot of your top teams will have a largely international flavor. Mineral Area College even sprinkles in a few. But Jim Dietz, if you look at his roster, he only has one player even out of the state of Illinois, and that's from Texas. So he's doing this with largely local talent, and I think a tip of the cap to him right there.
Absolutely. The fact that he can do that with local talent and bring in to a community college those locals from around the state of Illinois, and I think it speaks volumes the success that his program has had. Kids want to come and play for him.
And just like Tim Copeland, he'll bring in the great local talent as well. We'll meet a few of those in the starting lineup right here. Blair Busenbark, a defensive specialist. We'll see her early on. A 5'6 freshman leads this team in aces as well. So a very important server for the Cardinals. And it'll be Sydney Bosler on the defensive side as well, a 5'4 sophomore from St. Genevieve. Bailey Petrie is a 5'10 sophomore from Winfield. Mary Zink, the setter now from Munster, Germany, a 5'8 freshman. Emily Grief is the libero, a 5'4 sophomore from Farmington. Kaylee Portell, 6-foot freshman from Festus. And Sylvia Monsanti, a freshman from Italy, goes 6-foot. And Roy Eagle will be in the middle, a 5'11 sophomore from Puerto Rico. National anthem now, your first serve coming up. Thank you. Tremendous job with our national anthem and a standing ovation as well. The junior from Farmington High, Katie, I'll remember her last name in a little bit, but great job, Katie, with the national anthem right there. Even getting a good nod and a shake of approval by the Lincoln Land Loggers head coach Jim Dietz, saying great job as well. Mineral Area College in their black uniforms. They've got red stripes down the side and white numbers as well. Their libero, Emily Grief, will be in the red. And, of course, the black shorts for the Lincoln Land Loggers. They are in the black shorts. They'll be in the red jerseys with white stripes along the sleeves and also the black shorts with the white numbers there. Well, it has gone into extra points on AM 800 KREI in set number two. Valley Catholic took set one, and they now lead 26-25 in set number two. So Valley trying to close it out in two sets over Arcadia Valley, by the way, the Class 2 state runner-up last year. But boy, Nancy Fisher runs such a great program at Valley. She's in the mix every year over there. So that'll be a close one, and now it's tied at 26. Great job by Derek Hankins updating us. Derek in the studio engineering and operating the game on KREI. Jack Sadler, our engineer and board op tonight right here on J98. We've got our first serve coming up next, and we'll probably have a resolution to that. Well, unless AV wins it in second set, we'll probably have a second set resolution there very quickly. We're going to step aside one more time before your first serve right here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse on J98.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Great to be joined by Chelsea Overman on our volleyball portion of our broadcast tonight. Kevin Thurman does color for our basketball broadcast. He'll join us during kind of our basketball portion of the evening, and we'll talk with both head coaches of the basketball teams before our night is over during our coverage of Midnight Madness. We'll talk to Coach Gary Cuck and also Luke Strege going to join us on the broadcast, maybe even rope in a player or two along the way. They usually do a good dunking display, but with the men's first game only 3 days away, Luke Strege said he would be a little bit reluctant to turn his guys completely loose. You don't want to turn an ankle going into game number one. The men play Friday night against Wabash. We will not be there for that game, but we will start on Saturday as the men will play Linkier Prep and then the women play Southeast Illinois. We have, of course, state playoff football Friday night on all of our stations. That district championship match, Chelsea, a good one. Valley Catholic now has its third district championship point. AV has turned away two of those points. Valley leads 30-29 in the second, and AV's trying to battle to send it to a third on KREI.
Sounds like a great small school showdown
that's,
right there.
That's a good one. Mineral Area College going to push it from our right to our left. It'll be Mary Zink to start it out, and Valley just won their district title 31-29 over AV. Wrapped it up just in time for us to start right here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. And point number one goes to Lincoln Land as Ashley Melton starts it out with a slide hit, moving from her left to her right, goes down the right sideline in the back corner. And the point for Lincoln Land. So after getting the kill, Ashley Melton will step back and serve it, and chunks this one into the net. You know, that was one of the differences against West Plains. That one went five, and Mineral Area College with three service errors into the net in that decisive fifth set, especially in the fifth. Those errors are highlighted.
They really are, and you can't beat yourself against a good team like West Plains either.
Knuckleball shot by Boozenbark, tremendous server, and Boozy dives down and picks this one off the floor, and now the ball is crushed into the left back corner, that time by Elena Rooks. She can really hit hard, Chelsea. Sometimes the accuracy not there, but it sure was on that one.
It really was. Painted that line all the way down the corner. Tough to defend for sure.
2-1 lead for Mineral Area College. Blair Boozenbark had our play of the match. Last match against West Plains came up with an unbelievable lunge at a volleyball after a huge spike and a good block set up that time by Lincoln Land. Lincoln Land using Maggie Plush and Mary Hill to set up the block right there. You take a look at this team's numbers, Chelsea, and they're ridiculous. They have all these players with nearly 400 kills. Their setter has over 1,300 assists. But then you break it down per set, and that's not really the same thing because they've played 45 matches. So you really have to look per set. But they've got good numbers coming in. We'll talk about that as we move along. 3-2 lead for Lincoln Land. And here's the serve by Kate Volk, the freshman from Tutopolis. She is their setter. And now here's another swing by Elena Rooks. And once again went for that back left corner, but missed it this time wide left. Tim Copeland usually takes a little stroll out and talks to her after that. A 4-2 lead for Lincoln Land here. Boozenbark digs it out, hit her up high on the forearms. And there's the libero grief hitting from the 10-foot line. Back set right here. And a lefty spike punched into the back row by Black. The Mineral Area College comes right back and hammers it into an open area. And Mack is within a point now. A 4-3 lead for Lincoln Land. And here comes Solimar Santos Royig. They call her Sol, and I will too, in the interest of brevity, because there's a lot going on in a short amount of time on the volleyball floor. Here's the serve by Bonsanti. That's over into the middle back row. Pushed over with two hands by Black, and she pushes it wide. And we're now tied at four apiece. It was nice to see some of those Mineral Area College Cardinals from last year playing on the MOBAP JV squad in the previous match. And now here's a set right to the middle and a punch that's deep off of Maggie Plush, a freshman out of Mattoon, Illinois. 129 kills coming in, 1.43 per set. Raven Dodd playing the middle for Missouri Baptist JV squad. That came up with the victory in five sets over Lincoln Land prior to this match. Serve into the back row. That's from Bonsanti. And now a set to the right side and a swing by Mary Hill. Now here's a set right along that 10-foot line by Rooks. Rooks chops it off the top of the block. It pops up and down on the floor as the Loggers couldn't get there in time. Good job by Rooks to take a little off. She was set a little bit back of the net, about 10 feet out. Adjust that a little bit and hit it as the block comes down. There's the serve from Bonsanti. Mack on top, 6-4, and this one's hit long. Well, you can tell that Annika Black, she's just trying to kind of find the right firepower right now. She doesn't.
Yeah, you see a lot of different speeds, just, you know, trying to find her feet, get her feet underneath her, and find the open court, too.
Bonsanti serving it. She's from Latina, Italy, a freshman. Big in the back row by the libero, Thomas. Full cut at it right there by Mary Hill. She knows what speed she wants to hit it. And she punches it down the line for a score. A 7-5 lead for Mack. Shuttling in for the Lincoln Land Loggers is Sammy Eaker, a freshman from Auburn, Illinois. Back to the service line, Mary Hill. 78 aces on the year for her. That puts her fifth in the country, but she's not in the top 50 in aces per set. Sol goes way above the net and just feathers one over the top of the block into an open area. She does a great job of, as she's in the air, really surveying the floor and finding out where to hit it. She's a great student here at Mineral Area College, and she really plays in a cerebral fashion as well.
She definitely has that court awareness where you can see the vision, and watching her kind of just pick where she wants to just place it is amazing.
Laura Nenezzi serving it. Knuckleball shot. Dives as it crosses the net. Thomas digs it out. And this time it is hit in by the big left-hander, Annika Black. Black, between about 6'1 or 6'2, stands tall. 321 kills coming in, 2.28 per set. And the libero, Thomas, continues to serve it. 40 aces for her on the year. Throws it up, jump serve, pushed up in the air by Grief now. And Grief setting left side to Rooks. And so Elena has had three powerful hits, and one was perfectly placed in the back corner, but one was wide and one in the net. So one for three here early on, a 265 attack percentage for her on the year. Mineral Area College leading it 8-7. But it's Lincoln Land with the ball now as they push it over by Eaker. And there's Soul once again. Don't always have to hit it hard. Soul just jumping up, levitating, surveying the block, pushes it around the block into an open space in the floor, and pops it down in for another kill.
You know, and as a defensive player, you kind of look for that middle to have that big, huge attack. Mm-hmm. And I guess Lincoln Land kind of is defending that way as well. But Soul's able to just kind of go up and above and right over the top.
Cindy Garcia-Penalozo will start with the fastball. But she does a pretty good job of hitting off speed as well. And now here's a good fastball by Black, who really is trying to find how hard she should hit the ball. And a 9-8 lead for Mineral Area College, as Lincoln Land will bring in Jakiah Peeler, sophomore out of Decatur, Illinois, to serve it. Peeler serving it actually from the left side of the service line. Slight top spin. Bosler digs it out. Zink back sets. And a full swing by Soul this time. Hammers it down the right side. The point goes to Mack, and they lead 10-8. Really nice support from the fans here tonight. Lower levels nearly all full. And a lot of folks in the upper levels tonight as well. Grief walks around that serve and then pivots and fires it over. And a set to the left side by Melton, who was moving to her left, but hit with the right hand and punched it down and in. Mineral Area College trying to dive on the floor but save it, couldn't do it. But it's still a 10-9 lead for Mack. Lincoln Land 30-15 on the year. They are receiving votes in the Division II poll. The serve from Eaker. Back row dig by Bosler. Overpass. And that's a mistake by her as Melton is right there to poach it. And a two-hand push down and in, and we're tied at 10. So 10 apiece here in set number one. Right-handed serve from Sammy Eaker. Left back row, Grief pops it up. Zink set left side, full shot by Petrie. Petrie into the back row, that's dug out. It's off the Mack block, and then well back where Mineral Area College can't handle it. And now it's Lincoln Land leading 11-10. Well, you wonder if you see Lincoln Land getting beat by the Mobap JV squad. Maybe there's this sense of, hey, we're going to be okay. And Lincoln Land has come out ready to play.
Yeah, you just can't do that against a club like Lincoln Land that has that success.
Here's Bonsanti. Bonsanti pops one into the back row. And it's Lincoln Land in the net. So Mineral Area College will take the ball and they'll give it back to Mary Zink. Mary took over the setting duties from Laura Denezi about a half dozen games ago. Denezi, the day one starter, but rolled an ankle and just wasn't able to get up to all the balls. Now, she will play on the defensive side still, but Zink becomes the setter. And Coach Copeland really does like her skill level. It's just a matter of building that timing with her teammates right now. She plays it over now with the underhanded scoop. And out of the left side, there's Mary Hill reaching back and slamming it over with a kill shot. 12-11 lead for the visitors from Lincoln Land. Lincoln Land retains the serve. It's Ashley Melton, sophomore out of Washington, Illinois. Slight backspin. Bosler passes to Zink. Quick set that time to Bonsanti. And I love that one, Chelsea, because that could have been an overpass. But Zink rose high above the net and tapped it up with a quick set to Bonsanti and played it backward just perfectly to set up the kill.
Yeah, it really goes to show you her how her skills have built as far as Zink, the setter, to save that ball and then to get a kill off of it. Really learning their players as far as timing goes, too.
Busenbark jams it into the back row that time, and two loggers collide. That's Natalie Bates running into Taylor Thomas. Thomas, the libero. She should have clearance to get to those balls, shouldn't
she? She's definitely like the center fielder out there. She should be calling that ball, communicating with their teammates.
13-12 lead for Mack. And here's a shot into the left back row. Zink diving, not able to get there in time, and we're all tied at 13. Lincoln Land, not a team that will overpower you, but they've kind of worked through this early first set and found out kind of how much gunpowder to pit behind their shots, and now being pretty effective with it. Over to the right side, Middle Valerie College setting Portell. Portell rips it into the back row, dug out by Lincoln Land, and they'll set over to the left side. Here's Mary Hill ripping it through for another kill. A 14-13 lead for Lincoln Land. Mary Hill hasn't had any problem figuring out how hard to hit it. 14-13 lead for Lincoln Land with the serve. Into the back row, it's Boosenbark digging it out, set left side. Here's Rooks coming off a trampoline. Blisters it into the back row, but it's dug out cleanly by the Loggers. Left-handed spike coming right back at Mack. And once again, they get over to the left side to Rooks. Rooks punches it into the back row. The Loggers can't pass effectively, and we're all tied at 14. Mineral Area College serving it from our right to our left. As we look at and describe the action to you, Bonsanti serving it for Mack, a six-foot freshman. A little side spin. Thomas digs it out. Back set off the hands of Volk and right down the middle. There's a rip shot from Black and another point for the Loggers. A 15-14 lead for Lincoln Land. And they've got the serve back. Here's Mary Hill serving it for the Loggers. Leads the team in kills on the year with 393. That's 2.47 per set. But maybe she used some of the kill power that time on her serve, and she fired that one long. Here's Laura Denezi checking in. As a freshman, Denezi earned Setter of the Week nationally through the NJCAA. 1 week last year, it was a tremendous addition to the team last year, taking over for Pam Zulaga as the setter last year. And Denezi digs it out. Zink set to the left side, and that's Rooks. And Rooks once again hammers it long, and now 1-for-4 on her attempts. Great power, but what do they say? Great power, got to have great responsibility, right?
Oh, yeah. And you also have to have that finesse, and you have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders to put it down for your team, especially when they make such a great play.
Quick set Zink off the heel of Soul's right hand. That one won't go in, and now this one's pushed out of bounds by Sammy Eaker. Sammy had a lot of floor to work with right there, but tried to cut it too fine. Bosler checking in alongside Bailey Petrie now for Mineral Area College, and Boosenbark and Rooks will set. Sydney Bosler serving it, and it'll come a lot quicker than Sydney out of St. Genevieve. Nice serve by Sydney that time, and a dive on the floor by Mary Hill keeps it alive. Mary gets back to her feet and fires it over with the heel of her hand. Soul now going to work. Powers it down the right sideline. A diving attempt by Dot Thomas. Can't dig it up effectively, and Mack leads it 17-16. Good work by Soul. And Bosler retains the serve. Mineral Area College 17, Lincoln Land 16. Thomas digs it out. Left side set for Eaker into the back row. Great job by Grief to get there. And now here's Bailey Petrie. Cocks it, fires it, and finds the range. 18-16, Mack by two. Nice little smile by Petrie as well. That's when you know you've hit a good shot, when you can look at coach and smile instead of duck. Here's Bosler, and there's your ace from Bosler. Taylor Thomas couldn't handle it. And ace number 15 now for Sydney Bosler. A timeout by Jim Dietz and the Lincoln Land Loggers. 19-16. Mack on top. We're in set number one. And we're back in a minute on J98.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Cindy Bowser's working on a good poker hand, a pair of aces for her. Back to back for Sydney Bosler after the timeout by the Loggers. And Mack on top, 20-16. Bosler continues the serve. Three of a kind, not this time. Dig out by Robertson in the back row. Sets to the middle, and Melton hammers it right down the middle for a point. Congratulations to Festus. They were a 2-0 winner over North County in their semifinal. Class 3, District 2. They're the host squad. So Festus and St. Genevieve playing for that district championship. Top seed Central was vanquished by St. Gen 2-1 in the semifinals earlier tonight on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Bosler with a nice dig. Zink sets left side. Petrie feathers it over the double team block. And a diving attempt by Thomas, not there in time. That has really been more effective when they've, I guess, placed it rather than powered it so far.
Yeah, I think so. I think Petrie saw that the block was closed, that they have a really strong block from Lincoln Land, and so she just kind of went where the defense wasn't.
1.38 blocks per set by Lincoln Land. Good dig by Grief to keep it alive. Back to Petrie. Chops it off the top of the net. Gets a little bounce for Thomas, the libero, to keep it alive on the dig. And now Eaker goes to work. And she blisters it down the left sideline. It goes off the block. And the point goes to the Loggers. 21-18, Mineral Area College on top. The Loggers led several times in this first set. But Mineral Area College in charge right now, 21-18. Loggers serving it. It's Sammy Eaker. Eaker narrowly over the net. There's Bosler digging it. Back set. That's for Zink. Off the block. Bonsanti hammered it right in the middle of it. Now Petrie goes to work. Petrie goes a little half speed there as the block is coming down. And that forces an error on the other side by Lincoln Land as Hill pushed it wide. Once again, Petrie successfully reading the block. Well, you get to some of those Division I levels, and that block is set about 9 feet high, and some of those kill artists can hit it from 9.5 feet. That's a different type of deal.
Yeah, it's just freakish is what it is. But it's very fun to watch.
It's so exciting. 22-18. Mineral Area College leading it by four. And Mary Zink serving it for the Cardinals. Mac 15-10. But only 3-10 over their last 13. They played a tough schedule. This one goes off the block and out. Mary Hill will get credit for the kill, 22-19. And a point for the Cardinals. Or a point, I beg your pardon, for the Loggers. Loggers will serve it here. Molly Ashbaugh stepping in to serve. 37 aces for Ashbaugh on the year. Little side spin from her. Boy, that is a wicked serve. Back set, Zink, Petrie. Lobs it over the top of the double-team block. Little pushover by Hill. Half-speed delivery. Now back to the right side. And a full shot by Portell. But once again, hammered that off the block. And, well, the Loggers have been effective, Chelsea, against those power shots on their blocking schemes.
Yeah, and you know, it's not super flashy, but they do it well. So it just makes sense to keep doing it.
Difficult shot that time as Bosler kept it alive. Zink went low just to make sure it stayed in play, and then Portell pushed it over with two hands. The Loggers come right back, and Mack now sets up a play at the net by Petrie on the overpass, and Petrie just went high with both hands and pushed it into an open area. And 23-20, Mineral Area College leads in set number one. Blair Busenbart come on to serve for the Cardinals. Busenbart serving it just on the right side of that painted basketball lane. So she'll come down the right side of that lane. Serve it. Skips into her serve. Little backspin narrowly over the net. Dug out by Bates right there. They go left side for Hill. Double team block tried to get to her. Kept alive by Zink. Just threw a shoulder at it. Then Busenbark sends it over from the back row. Diving attempt by Busenbark as Plush knocked it off the block and then it angled left side into the open floor. Blair made a nice effort that time, but just no chance for her to get there. And 23-21, a pretty closely contested first set. Mack leading it by two, but the Loggers serving it. This is Kate Volk Volk, little top spin. Boosenbark digs, dink, zinc, quick set. Bonsanti off the heel of her hand. Pancake save Thomas. Kept it alive, but it's an overpass. And that's where Bonsanti punishes it and hammers it down to the floor. 24-21. Love the effort from Thomas, though, on the other end. So we've arrived at set point. Mineral Area College serving for the set. Bonsanti at the service line. Mack leading at 24-21. Bonsanti, a little top spin. Thomas digs it out now. Back set, right side. Hill knocks it wide right. Mineral Area College takes set number one. 25-21. The Cardinals leading Lincoln Land. One set to none. Your second set coming up in 2 minutes. Right here on J98.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
As soon as everyone has their dish, heads can't help but turn to your sizzling beef tenderloin. Food envy sets in instantly. The plate in front of you is so tantalizing you hardly hear the oohs and ahs. How's the tenderloin, they ask? It's juicy and succulent. Of course it is. It's beef. And it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. See what's cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Let's do a set one recap brought to us by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. It took Mack a while to get their feet under him. Lincoln Land led in that set, 11-10, 12-11, 14-13, but once Mack finally took the lead, Chelsea, they were able to hold it, win set number one, 25-21. What did you feel like Mack improved in set number one so that it could take over and claim that first set?
You know, I thought it was their attacking. We talked early on about some of their outside hitters that just weren't finding the court, or they weren't super consistent with it. I saw that a lot of the outsides were kind of going with more of that finesse shot, off speed, tipping right over the block, whereas early on in the set they were hitting a lot into the block or trying to go around it and hitting the ball out. So I think they cleaned that up a little bit. And I also saw that their block was getting closed a little bit more, allowing their defense to play behind them.
Lincoln Land blocked pretty well in that first set.
Right. They have a couple 6'2", 6'3", across the front line. So they're obviously going to set a really nice block. And just being able to find the holes around that block, because, yes, they're going to stop some. Yeah. You just kind of have to go with what your next spot in the arsenal as far as a hitter and attacking. So that's what Mack did later on, and they figured it out.
Lincoln Land serving it first, and Ashbaugh sends it over. Mack does hit in the block right there, but they do manage to get it over to Lincoln Land's side. Lincoln Land takes one shot at it, and Melton hammers it off the block and down, and a 1-0 lead for Lincoln Land. So Mineral Area College takes set number one, 25-21. Lincoln Land serving it here to start set number two, Molly Ashbaugh, a freshman out of Springfield, Illinois. Good server for this team, 37 aces coming in over to the left side. Petrie rips one Boy, right into the middle of the defense. It didn't even look like the defense was ready that time.
No, and I think that was a really good move by their outside hitter just because she just came in the match. She wasn't super warmed up from the first set. Came in and just literally got on the court from serving and
went right to her.
Huh?
Yeah, good idea. Here's Zink serving it. 1-1. Zink into the back row. And once again, Chelsea, we see a back row player, in this case Mary Hill, step right in front of the libero Thomas. That's the second time we've seen that.
Yes, I'm not sure if it's just her not taking charge or not communicating or maybe just a different look from, you know, back there at the service line. Is something funky going on that with the ball? I'm not sure, but she definitely needs to take more charge and communicate that to her teammates.
Here's the serve from Thomas. This time, though, it is right to the libero Thomas, and they set it to the right side, and Volk rips it in for a kill. I did see Thomas go over to her teammate after that and said, "I'll get that ball."
That's good. That's what you want your libero to do. And just because she's got that blue shirt on, different colored shirt, doesn't always mean she's going to be your best serve-receive passer. Just means she's a very good defensive player. So could be something with her serve-receive a little off tonight, too.
We're tied at two. Petrie chops this one straight into the net. So an attacking error by Mack and a 3-2 lead for Lincoln Land. Lincoln Land serving it. Sammy Eaker serves it from the right corner of that service line. Throws it up. It's a standing serve. Grief digs it out in the back row. Zink quick set. Bonsanti taps it over the block that time, but Mary Hill is right there waiting for it. And that sets up Lincoln Land for the kill shot from the middle as Melton plays it to the middle out and plays it over to the right corner for the winner. 4-2 lead for Lincoln Land. Start to get the feeling it's going to be like this all night. Not going to be easy. Lincoln Land doesn't want to make it easy. And here's the serve. Bosler digs to Zink. Perfect pass to Zink. Bonsanti, though, chops it right to Thomas in the middle of the back row. And then a beautiful block by Mack that time. Catcher side setting up with Bonsanti right there. And they're right there to stop really any effort at a kill. I don't know where she could have hit it that time. She didn't even have an angle.
No, it didn't look like there were too many angles open. Defense had those covered. And then, of course, putting up that big block by catcher side.
A 4-3 lead by the visitors from Lincoln Lands. Mineral Area College with the serve. Busenbark serving it from our left to our right. Blair skips into it. Slight backspin on her knees. Asbaugh digs it out. And this kill goes off the block into the chest of Busenbark. Kept alive. Great job by Grief and then sent over by Rooks. Now to the middle. Here comes the shot from Melton. Boy, when the loggers can get it to their talls in the middle, Max had a hard time handling that.
They really have, and I think that kind of goes back to Mack's frontline block there in the middle. They're single blocking. They don't have much help from their outsides coming, and you know it gives them that much more court to work with.
Mack blocked on the outside earlier when catcher side teamed up with Bonsanti, but yeah, like you said, Chelsea, that was it on the outside, not down the middle. Mm-hmm. And now Busenbark has trouble handling this one, but Grief once again tracks it down, actually underneath the basket. Back set, and there's a slide hit to the right side by Bree Gomez, a sophomore from New Braunfels, Texas. That is only her eighth kill of the entire year. She's only played eight sets, but there she is helping her team. Here's a serve from Mary Hill into the back row. Busenbark effectively passes to Zink. Zink almost a shoot set over to the left side as Rooks rises up and rips it in. Boy, Zink played that from all the way in the front right side all the way over to the left side to Rooks. Just very difficult to block that kind of passing. 6-4 lead. Still the loggers out front in set number two. And Bonsanti serving it for the Cardinals. Bonsanti puts her right hand in it to the libero Thomas, back to the front row. That's Volk, and a diving effort by Bonsanti to keep it alive. And now here's Rooks, charge it up and power it in. Splinters down on the floor. And there's Rooks going to work. I'm telling you, when she can corral that shot, that's a monster. And a 6-5 lead for the Loggers. Kate Volk averaging 8.43 assists per game. She's like a 6-2 setter.
Definitely an advantage for sure, yes. You'd think she'd be a middle hitter. She size-wise compares to the middles.
There she goes, setting it again to the left side, and Mary Hill is stoned and put a roof up over her. That was Soul. And catcher side, nowhere to go. That time for Mary Hill. I believe it should be 6-6 now, the score. And there's the serve into the back row. Lincoln Land filters it to the 10-foot line to Hill. And a back set now to the right side. Here's catcher side reaching back and fires it over. Ashbaugh digs it out off the block. And Boosenbart keeps it alive. Catcher side hitting it into the back row off the hands of the libero, Thomas. And then out of bounds, and a 7-6 lead for Mack. So Mineral Area College takes a rare lead here in set number two. And Bonsanti trying to build on it now. Bonsanti with her right ring finger and pinky finger all taped together. There's the underhanded set by Volk. And Hill pushes it into the back row to the left side. Rooks again. Powers up and power down. Popped it through for the point and an 8-6 lead for the Cardinals. Rooks hitting 265 on the year. I can just see that improving as a sophomore. 8-6 lead for Mack. Bonsanti serving it again. A little top spin. Dive on the floor. Ashbaugh. They get it to the middle. Gomez full hit off the block. A diving attempt by Bonsanti. Can't get there in time. 8-7. Mack on top in set number two. Annika Black checks in. Molly Ashbaugh was the train that you just heard going by on the tracks there. Here comes the serve from Kate Volk. Two four-letter words. Quick set this time. Soul got up and almost like an alley-oop dunk right there. Just popped it right down and in. And a 9-7 lead for Mack. It was Zink and Soul work pretty well with that quick set action.
They really do, and there's really no good way to defend that play that Soul just put on the block. She's going up like she's attacking and just hammers over the top with almost like a throw, but it was legal.
A tap. A 9-7 lead for Mack. Back sets over to the right side. And another great blocking effort. Rooks and Soul teaming up on the left side of the defense. And they jam it right back to the loggers. 10-7 lead for Mack. We're in set number two. The block has been a more effective on the outside than it has on the inside for Mack. An effective block on the outside right there. Difficult serve by Denezi, but played over by the loggers. This will be a free ball, though. Zink set to the left side. Rooks. Oh, mercy. Woo. She's going to crack some skulls if she keeps hitting like that. That one went right off the noggin of Volk. Holy smokes. An 11-7 lead for Mack. And a timeout on the floor by the loggers. We're back in a minute. J98.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be in the Festus area. Josh, you have a great selection of outdoor fun vehicles to choose from, but you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We've got financing as low as 0% on great brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of Woot Woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Great work by Jack Sadler. Yes. Yes, Kate Volk did get hit with the best shot by Elena Rooks that last time out. Well done, Jack. An 11-7 lead for Mineral Area College. McDonald's fast break for you right there, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. More than one reason that Jack Sadler's the best in the business. Denezi serving it over to the back row. Thomas digs it out. Back set Volk over to the right side. There's Mary Hill hitting into the back row for Mack. Soul gets set up quick, but the block is ready for that time. And there's Gomez setting up the block. And punched it right back at Mack down the floor. An 11-8 lead for Mineral Area College. Mary Hill serving it from just right of the lane, strides into it, little leap as she goes up, slight top spin. Grief digs it out, middle of the back row. Zink setting to left side, Rooks. I think Rooks is starting to find the range, Chelsea.
Yeah, I think that's four in a row that she's hit. Yeah, for kill.
Rooks, such tremendous power. She maybe just hits 95% or something like that. Man, she could get that thing positioned right. Difficult to stop. Now here's Bosler, one of the sophomores that was celebrated before our match started. Overpass that time. A little poach by Petrie, but kept alive by the Loggers. Play it over on a free ball. Zink, quick set once again, and there's Soul. Didn't punch it down in front of the 10-foot line, but found an open floor and detonated it right on the other side. A 13-8 lead for Mack. Mineral Area College leading it one set to none, 25-21 in set number one. They're on top by five here in the second set, 13-8. Mineral Area College continues the serve with Bosler. Bosler serves it into the deep left corner. Hill digs it out, and Black chops it right into the double block that time. I think Soul got it on her own, but Zink was right beside to help. Nice little tap on the back. Zink to Soul, though, saying nice job. And a 14-8 lead for Max starting to take over here in set number two. Knuckleball shot. Thomas digs it out. The serve from Bosler, left side, Eaker. Eaker goes over the block that time. Denezi comes over to save. Soul tries to jam it down into the block and does it again. I mean, she goes up so high. She already starts at about 6'6", but goes up so high that her arm's almost horizontal when she's smacking that ball.
She has tremendous leap.
A 15-8 lead for Mineral Area College. Up by seven right here. Volk setting it right down the middle. Full shot by Gomez. And once again, the Loggers get to the middle that time and effectively score the point. Soul has been dominant, though, over the last little stretch right here in the middle. A 15-9 lead for Mack. Loggers serving it now. Thomas throws the ball up. Denezi digs it out middle of the back row. Oh, a beauty by Zink. Snake attack, little ambush on hit number two, and dumped it right in the middle for the point. You always got to feel so smart when you do that, don't you?
Yeah, because you really don't when you're on the opposite end of it.
I'm smarter than all those fools, you got to be thinking. Over to the left side, full hit but wide left by Eaker. And Mineral Area College has the serve back, 17-9. The Cardinals leading it here. Zink says, I know where the ball's going. None of the rest of you know. 17-9 lead for Mack. Grief strides into the serve, turns 90 degrees, then fires it over. Hill digs it out. Little slap at the net. Now it's set to the left side. Petrie! Holy smokes! That had a vapor trail coming off of it. The 5'10 sophomore from Winfield powers it down and in, and Mineral Area College has doubled up the Loggers. 18-9, leading in set number two. We're back on the other side of this one-minute pause right here on J98.
Champions are made here. On our courts. On our fields. And in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
In the first set, district championship softball, Class 3, District 2 from Festus. St. Gen upends Festus 25-23. St. Genevieve one set away from a district championship. They defeated the top seed Central in the semifinals. And you can listen to that on the MIMO Info sports stream. Just go to MIMOinfo.com, click on the sports stream logo at the top of the page. Mack on top of the Lincoln Land Loggers, 18-9. And the serve from Mack. Loggers try to spike it over. Comes off the block. And Mineral Area College setting left side to Petrie. Rolls it off the block. Back to Petrie as Mineral Area College gets it back. Half-speed shot. Thomas digs it out. And Basanti's trying to block one-on-one. Black chops it off of her block and down. difficult to block one-on-one unless you're just real tight to the net, isn't it, Chelsea?
It really is, and especially the angle that she was coming off of from the right side. Really should have pulled Petrie over and double-blocked that. Just didn't happen. She got fooled a little bit. It happens.
Molly Ashbaugh serves it over. Denezi, there's Zink. Zink was smiling before that ball ever hit the ground. Zink hit the ball behind her head, over her head, and didn't dump it into the middle, dumped it into the corner of the front row. And as Zink turned around to see where the ball went, she had a big grin on her face already. She's got two clever points so far tonight. A 19-10 lead for Mac. Well done, Mary. She's still smiling at the service line. Look at her over there. Of course, Oktoberfest just wrapped up in her home country. She's probably happy about that, too. Diving on the floor, Bosler. They set to Petrie, left side. Petrie bounces up and spikes it down and in. Mineral Area College all over Lincoln Land now, 20-10 in set number two. Petrie's come to life over there on the left side. Bailey, a sophomore from Winfield. Zink continues to serve for the Cardinals. Zink jumps up. This one taking a dive as it crosses the net, and Eaker can't hold on to it. 21-10, Mineral Area College by 11. Zink with the eggs. Zink's had a nice little run here. First of all, the dump for a point, a couple of serves in a row, and another ace as Mary Hill just flat can't handle this one. And, well, the body language of the Loggers really down right now. 22-10, Mac on top. These two teams didn't play last year. They played in 2017. Mineral Area College won that matchup 3-1. Quick set right to the middle. And Ashley Melton hits that one off the net. And 23-10. Mineral Area College running away in set number two. Zink continues the serve. Mary, two-handed dribble on the floor, jumps up, serves it, good top spin. Thomas, nearly an overpass, but nice save that time by Peeler. Loggers push it into the back row, left side set, and that's to Petrie. Rolls it off the block, back set left side. LeBranch comes over and rips it with the left hand off the block, set it to the right side now. Catcher side knows what to do. That one goes off the back row and up into the balcony, and Mineral Area College is now at set point, 24-10. Mineral Area College on a huge run right here. Mac on a 14-3 run. 15-3 run. Now a hit from the left side into the net. Eaker, an attacking error in Mineral Area College, 25-10. They win the second set and close it out on a 16-3 run. Mineral Area College going for the sweep coming up in 2 minutes on J98.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. College up 2-0. Won the first set 25-21. The second set 25-10. Let's do a little Gilster Mary Lee set recap for you. As Mineral Area College led in the first set 9-7 and then closed on that 16-3 push, just dominating the rest of the way. That's a Gilster Mary Lee set recap. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonuses. You can call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Chelsea, how about if I offered you a season tickets for $10? Would you feel like that would be a good deal for you?
Season tickets for
Mac basketball.
Yeah, I would say it would be a great deal.
Yeah, I would too.
Mineral
Area College offering season tickets for $10. There you go.
That's awesome.
Come on out and buy them, yeah. Lots of great basketball action upcoming this season. Men and the ladies both coming off another winning season. We'll meet some of those players and some of the coaches tonight during our Midnight Madness coverage from here at Mineral Area College, and running that great deal on season tickets for only $10. So Mac looking for the sweep here against Lincoln Land. And Mary Zinkscher played a nice second set, and here she comes to start the third set from the service line. Mary Zink, 5'8", freshman out of Germany, floats one into the back row. Thomas rotates the shoulders to go get it. And now Black kind of pushes one down the line. Mineral Area College is able to set to the right side. That's for catcher side. But they set up the block on catcher side and are able to deflect it into the Mineral Area College back row for point number one. The Loggers have won the first point in every set so far.
When you were referencing those season tickets, I thought since this is the last game for the Mac volleyball team that you were going to get $10 out of me. So that's why I had to specify that. But for basketball, great deal.
You did look at me with a skeptical eyebrow when I asked that. Mineral Area College serving it now. Here's Boozenbark serving it from the right side of that basketball lane. She looks over to the head coach Tim Copeland and sees where the serve should go. Skips into it now. A little side spin right there. Ducking low to grab it out of the ground is Webb. They set to the left side. Black, and Black powers it into the back row for a point. 2-1 lead for Lincoln Land. I always like original mascots. So I also am appreciative of alliteration at times. So Lincoln Land Loggers, I like it.
Rolls off the tongue.
It's good stuff, yeah. So speaking of rolling it off, Rooks rolled it off her knuckle right there and over the double-team block. Mack blocks it back. Zink gets it on the deflection over to the right side, catcher side, pounds it into the back row. Thomas diving and keeps it alive. And right there in the back row, saving it for Mack is Boozenbark. But Mary punched it into the net and a point for the Loggers. A difficult one for Mary to handle right there. And a 3-1 lead for the Loggers. So the Loggers trying to push this to at least four. And Mineral Area College says, let's close this one out in three. Mary setting left side. Rooks just hammers it down the left side. An overpass, and Bonsanti is there to finish the point. 3-2 lead for the Loggers. Soul checks in. Bonsanti steps back to serve for the Cardinals. Asante with one step, pops it with the right hand, knuckleball shot, floats it over, middle set here for Mary Hill, dug out by Bonsanti, played it over the net, and it was Mary Hill that tried to poach it, but she jammed it straight into the net, it came back at her, then an overpass is jammed back down by Sol, and Mac takes the point. 3-3, we're all tied up in set number three. Mineral Area College leading it 2-0. Bonsanti serving it from our right to our left. Little backspin there. Dig out by Webb. Back set now to the right side, but it's to the left-handed hitting Black, and she pops it straight into the net, and Mineral Area College leads it 4-3. So Mac was down 1-3. And they've won 3 points in a row now. Here's Bonsanti, steps into it, a little top spin. Here's the dig from Eaker. A joust at the net, but the Loggers didn't get the message. Never got there. And Mineral Area appeared like they took it, but were they ruled in the net, though? Well, Mac had a free point that time and hit the net. Tim Copeland said it was the ball in the net, not the player.
I'd have to argue with Coach Copeland on that one. The ball wasn't even close to the net.
We're tied to 4. And a serve from Lincoln Lamb comes over from Ashbaugh. And there's a little poach at the net from Lincoln Land, and, well, they wind up in the net. What, the net turned invisible all of a sudden? Nobody knows where it's at anymore?
I think that's, what, the first net violation of the match? The first two right there, back to back?
I don't recall many. Here's Denezi stepping in. 5-4 lead for the Cardinals. Denezi with the long black ponytail and the side spin serve. A dig in the back row. That's from Thomas. Cross-court hit. Grief digs it out. That's for Zink. Zink right back to the left side. Rooks, can she keep it in? No, man. Fired it long. She's got the bright neon headband. You got a flashy spike when it goes in, too. Tied at 5. Tim Copeland, at this point in the season, how many different ways can you come up to with to say hit it in? Soul pops one into the back right corner, and the Loggers can't pass effectively to find their way out of it. 6-5 lead for Mac. Bosler steps in. Does Bosler not just scream athlete, just moving around? I mean, muscular, quick twitch, just everything she does to me looks athletic. Broad shoulders, skinny though.
Yeah, and just looks like she's having a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. I love that part.
Also that. Back set, slide hit. This one goes out. Was it off the block, though? Mary Hill thought it was. Well, let's see what the call is. I didn't see it go off a block. Coach Dietz felt like it went off the block. Coach Dietz felt like the corner judge detected the block, but the corner judge is not talking to one of the main floor judge right now. And they're trying to determine whether it went off a block. Either that or they're talking about the great hot dogs that Matt grilled up before. That might be it. So the floor judge comes over to explain. And I think what the floor judge is saying is, yeah, she actually made the signal that it went off the block, but she didn't mean it, which it really is kind of what she did.
I think so.
I'd question it, but
sure.
I never saw it get close to a block, to tell you the truth, Chelsea.
I didn't either. I'm with you on that one. And, you know, these line judges, they do a great job when they're, you know, called upon, but it is a tough job, especially when a coach is yelling one thing. You're kind of going off your own judgment. It's a quick play.
And they're always students, so
sure.
It's not, you know.
Usually basketball players,
right?
Too.
Yeah. Bosler serves it over. Mac on top by 2-7-5. Back row side hit, Ashbaugh, chased down. Now it's a free ball played over. Denezi keeps it alive. Zink, quick set, Soul jams it into the double block. Kept alive on the Loggers' side. They're going to have to play another free ball over. Denezi sends it to Zink front row. Set to the left side. Full shot by Petrie. Down and in. Count it for the Cardinals. An 8-5 lead for Mac.
Whew.
Petrie built up a full head of steam to get to that one. She came down the runway and lift off. Here's Bosler. Bosler rips a serve right down the right side, and Soul wins the joust at the net. Jams it right back at Volk. 9-5 lead for Mac. I've seen Soul in the weight room over the last year. She's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Bosler serving it again. Narrowly over the net that time, and an ace for Sydney Bosler, and a beauty. Her 15th ace of the year.
I'm wondering if Coach Copeland called that because she gave him a little grin on
her
way into the court.
And maybe even a half wink. Bosler rips this one into the back row. Ashbaugh puts the arms to the side to dig it out. Denezi dives on the floor but sends this one into the crowd. And Lincoln Land will get it back. Mac leads 10-6, set number 3. Cardinals looking for the sweep right here. sweep would sure feel good heading into Region 16 tournament play. Lincoln Land, a Division II program, but they're certainly one steeped in tradition. Finished in the top 20 in Division II, 10 out of the last 11 years. And now here's Soule hitting from the 10-foot line on the right side. This one floated over. It was an overpass, but Volk was trying to chase it down and ran right into the net in so doing. An 11-6 lead for Mack. And here's Monsanti checking back in for Soule. Grief hits with her left shoulder pointed toward the net. She takes three steps, then pivots 90 degrees and smacks it over on the serve. Does so there into the back row. Mineral Area College sets up the block. Petrie and Bonsanti right back at Lincoln Land. Now they rip it over and a good dig by Grief. Second shot by Zink. Tried to fool him in again. Not this time. Left side shot. This one's wide coming off the right hand of Eaker. And Mineral Area claims the point. 12-6 lead. Mack just absolutely turned it on in the second set. They were up 9-7 and went on a 16-3 run to claim set number two, 25-10. Cardinals are up by six here in set number three. And another beautiful serve, this time by Grief. Ace from Grief, a 13-6 lead for Mack. Boy, if you could just barely get that thing over the net. There's always that spot in the middle. Great job by Grief. And 13-6 Mack on top. This time Grief pops it into the back row. And a middle hit by Melton. And Grief just did her best work to save her own life that time. That was a self-preservation hit.
Oh, for sure.
Deflected that one
Protect
down into the floor.
Face. Yep.
Mary Hill wasn't so lucky earlier. When, who was that? Was that Rooks? That
Rooks
that,
yep.
Chopped one into her. 13-7 lead for Mack. Danese pushes it into the front row. Bonsanti throws it up against that double block. Kept alive on the logger's side. Reaching back with the right hand, Eaker. Zink goes down. Beautiful job by Zink. Setting from her knees. And sets up Petrie on the left side. I don't know how Zink got it there, but what a play. That's got to be the set of the match so far.
Just an outstanding job just to get to that ball, let alone set it from her knees and end up put a good set on it for the outside Petrie.
Beautiful play by Zink. 14-7, Mineral Area College has doubled up the logger. Zink serving it into the right corner, back row. Robertson filters it into the front. Black pounds it into the back row. Bosler digs it out. Petrie gets stoned that time. Double block set up by Black and Melton. And a point goes to Lincoln Land. 14-8, Mineral Area College on top. Loggers serving it with Eaker. Freshman out of Auburn, Illinois. 23 aces for her on the year. Eaker, right-hand serve, back row, Bosler. Bosler works it over to the left side. And Mineral Area College now playing defense as Bosler digs it out in the right corner. Zink sitting left side. Petrie, boy, took a little off that time. I thought it was the right choice by Petrie. She says, I'll take a little bit off. The block will come down by that time. And Melton and Black just levitated and waited for it.
Well, when you're 6'2", I feel like your arms just need to be the last thing that come down, and they definitely were, and they were able to get a touch on that.
Very helpful. You wouldn't know about that, would you, Chelsea?
No.
The 6'2 part.
No, not at all.
Maybe the levitation part. I don't know.
No, not that either.
14-9, Mack on top. Bosler digs, Zink, front row, quick set, Bonsanti, and Block once again. The Loggers are on a roll right now. Melton and Webb come together that time. And Mack can't push it through the web. 14-10. Loggers within four. We're in set number three, and we're back in a minute right here on KTJJ Farmington.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
...14-10 Mineral Area College on top here in set number three, looking for the sweep here. Lincoln Land trying to hang in. They'll serve it with Sammy Eaker, and she didn't even make it into the top half of the net right there. So Max on top, 15-10. Busenbark checks in alongside Rux. Busenbark striding back. Serve it over. Great multi-sport athlete at Farmington High. Great track athlete as well as a volleyball talent. Busenbark jumps up, little backspin, popped up in the air by Thomas. And now hitting from the left side and down the middle is Annika Black. Annika Black punches that one in. 2.3 kills per set for her. 321 coming into the day. 15-11, Mineral Area College by four. Here's Natalie Bates. Bates serving it with the right hand. Little top spin. Not what difficult one to handle now. And then the set right side. There's a huge hit by Macy Ketcherside. I think I've seen more smiles on the Mineral Area College side than I've seen in covering the team this year. I mean, they're having fun playing right
now.
They
really do seem to be enjoying it tonight. I don't know if it's the atmosphere, that it's sophomore night, or they've kind of finally started to heal a little bit.
Yeah,
it's good to see. It's really good to see.
16-11 overpass. Soul maybe caught a piece, but I'm not sure she did. Zink, though, keeps it alive, and everybody else watches it. That happens every now and again when your setter hits it for the first shot. That happens sometimes as everybody gets caught flat-footed.
Right, and Grief, who usually takes the second ball if the setter happens to take it or not be around, she was off the floor at that point. So.
Yep. 16-12, Max by four. Here comes the serve from Peeler. Busenbark digs it out. Good pass to the front row. Rux pops it off the double-team block. And no, she didn't. They say she went off the tape. So it comes back on the Max side, and the Loggers have climbed back to within three. Mineral Area College was on top 14-7 in this match. A 6-2 run, though, by the Loggers to work their way back in. Peeler serves it into the back row. Zink back set right side. Catcher side looking for an angle. Half hack at it to the back row. Busenbark's ready for it in the back row. Zink set to the left side. Rux off the double block. Nice angle that time. Angled it from the left side. Hit it toward the inside, but then ricocheted it back out off the block. And a point for Mack, leading it now by four, 17-13. It was 16-13. It was a modest 6-2 run by Lincoln Land, but Mack with a serve back. That didn't last long. Denezi chunks that one right in the middle of the net. And 17-14. So the Loggers not going away here. They fought Missouri Baptist to a five-set battle before this match. Lost it 15-5 in the third. Zink setting Rooks left side. Reach back and smoke it, would you? Woo! Just hammered it to the left corner, and the Loggers couldn't handle it. Mack on top, 18-14. Osler and Petrie off the bench. See, look at Coach Copeland. He's like, see, I told you, hit it in. There, you did it right there. Good job.
Rooks has done a good job of figuring it out this set. I feel like she's not having to hit it as hard, but is much more effective.
There's your ace, Sydney Bosler. Peeler threw her hands to the side. You have to start with your feet, don't you, Chelsea, in volleyball?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a believer in that. Sometimes you can be quick enough to make it work, but, you need your body behind the ball before you can make a good play on it.
Here comes Bosler, nearly in any sport. So Bosler sends the libero, Bates, all the way back along that line. This one comes off the block. Bosler dives down to grab it. Over to the left side, Petrie hammers it to the back row. Peeler keeps it alive. I don't know how, but she did. And now it's Lincoln Land hitting from the left side of the floor. Eaker into the back row. Denezi setting left side. Petrie comes up to do it, but it's a double hit by Mack. And Lincoln Land will get the serve back. Mineral Area College, though, crawling ever closer to that sweep on top, 19-15. And Lincoln Land serving it with Mary Hill. Mary Hill strides into a powerful serve to the back row. Denezi passes effectively to Zink in the front row. And there's Soul. Bounces up. Powers down. And Mineral Area College leads 20-15. Bonsanti checks in for Soul. Grief serving it for the Cardinals. Grief looks over to Coach Copeland. Tells her where he'd like the serve to end up. And Grief puts this one right in the middle, ducking down. Robertson grabs it. Double block for Max, sent it right back. So they'll try the left side this time, and Eaker. And they put it right back to her there. Bonsanti using her feet, sliding well. Zink helped her out right there. But Bonsanti on consecutive blocks, part of that block. First to the left, then on the right side, and a 21-15 lead for Mack. Grief serving again to the middle. Dug by Bates, quick set to the middle. And a one-on-one block. Bonsanti's on fire right now. Three consecutive blocks by Sylvia Bonsanti, and the third one all by herself. 22-15, Mineral Area College by seven. Serve to the middle. There's the dig for Robertson. They set to the left side for Eaker. Now Zink setting left side. Petrie off the double block and down. Petrie got just high enough on that one. At 23-15. Mineral Area College can see the finish line now. Here's Grief striding into the serve. Feathers it over. Down low to grab is Robertson. Second shot. Sneak attack by Volk. Mack was ready for it, but couldn't pass effectively after that and fired it into the net. 23-16, Cardinals on top. Kate Volk serving it for Lincoln Lands. Now off the net and out, and she has given the ball back to the Cardinals. And we have now arrived at match point. 24-16, Mack on top. And the Cardinals put Mary Zink to the service line. Here comes Zink, powers it to the back row. Bates digs it out. They set to the left side, left-handed hitting black. Diving effort by Bosler. Can't keep it alive. But Chelsea Overman almost came out of her seat to make a play. The old instincts kicking in right there, I think.
It was tough not to reach out and try to grab that, but.
Make a play. 24-17, Mack will do it on the defensive end now. They'll win it on the defensive end. Sammy Eaker to serve it for the Loggers, but it's just too far to climb as Grief digs it out. Back set right side, Petrie off the double block. Dug in the back row, Eaker, and now a hit from the 10-foot line. This one's out, and the Cardinals have swept the Lincoln Land Loggers. Mineral Area wins set number three, 25-17. Cardinals beat Lincoln Land 25-21, 25-10, and 25-17. Mineral Area College now 16-10 on the year, and Lincoln Land 30-16. We've got your home pools and spas postgame show coming up next.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
How
would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash? Hi, this is Kim Elble. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
And fires it over. Hill digs it out. Little slap at the net. Now it's set to the left side. Petrie! Holy smokes! That had a vapor trail coming off of it. The 5'10 sophomore from Winfield powers it down and in. And Mineral Area College has doubled up the loggers. 18-9, leading in set number two. Our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Peace of mind when it matters most. SerenityHospiceCare.org. Petrie had about three in a row right there. She got hot in that second set, Chelsea.
She really did. And, you know, I think it goes back to her setter putting the ball where it needed to be. They cleaned up their serve receive, cleaned up their passing a little bit, and it allows Zink to use all of her hitters. And finding Petrie when she's, feeling it, I feel like she did a great job.
And because of that, we'll go with Mary Zink as our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Applebee's of Farmington doing good in the neighborhood. You really liked what you saw out of Zink tonight.
I really did. You know, I saw her early on in the season. I thought she had some tools. She was coming right off of Denezi's injury, still trying to find herself a little bit. But, you know, I saw a lot out of her running the floor. She started to take a little bit more charge. She was demanding the pass be where she was and just utilizing all of those hitters, all of those spots. But then she was kind of using herself to an advantage as far as finding those open holes on the second ball and then a couple aces in the match, too.
That's right. I thought she showed us so much because early it was the quick sets to Soul, and then it was the back sets, and then we saw a couple of shoot sets from one side to another, and then a couple of dumps, and really mixed it up well.
I think so, and that just kind of goes to show you that she's becoming more confident in that role as far as the starting setter, like we mentioned, Inezzi's injury, but being more comfortable, you're going to use more of your tools. She's able to work with those hitters every single day, getting more and more reps with them. They're getting to know her. She knows where they want the ball, and she's putting it there. I thought we saw that really well tonight.
Now, the competition, I might step up another notch now because you're going into the Region 16 tournament, but do you like how the Cardinals are playing headed there?
You know, I think this was a great game for the Cardinals to kind of have work some things out, you know, have a little fun going into Friday.
Yeah.
And I feel like the pressure was a little bit eased because they weren't facing the West Plains. They weren't facing the Jeffcos. They have a tough schedule day in and day out. And so they've been beat up here in the last couple weeks, but even though playing pretty well. But I think that, you know, having that game to kind of just take it easy a little bit, even though Lincoln Land gave them a few rallies that were pretty tough, but, you know, you always like that kind of confidence going into a tournament like the regional tournament.
I like what you said there, fun, because we'd mentioned during the match, we saw more smiles tonight than we've seen in a while out of this team.
Sure, and you like to know that they're enjoying themselves. You know, this is a great time as far as sophomore nights being able to reflect, but also having fun, enjoying yourself in the moment. We saw a lot of sophomore leadership tonight, too, getting into play, a couple of reps, couple rallies from the sophomores. So nice to see.
Cardinals improved to 16-10 on the year. We'll continue with your home pools and spas post-game show, as we'll have our Midwest Sports Center post-game interview with the head coach, Tim Copeland. And we'll do that on the other side of this timeout right here on J98.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Cole's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Tim Goblin going to join us coming up here in just a few moments, having a couple of words with the team. Hey, here's Joe Gilgore, president of Mineral Area College, and a big sports fan as well. How'd you like what you saw out of the volleyball team tonight?
I really liked it. That's a nice three sets. I like it when it's, you know, quick like that.
Yeah. I think Coach Copeland does too.
I think you'd agree with that, yeah.
Introduce the basketball teams coming up as well. And you are a big proponent of sports. Since you got here, you're going to add a couple of soccer teams. The right. Cross-country teams are going to compete at the national tournament, and the men will go in there ranked number one. It's an awesome time.
Yeah, our men's cross-country team ranked number one, being the national tournament, that's really special. The program's only been around for a year, so that's really impressive to be at that level. And, yeah, soccer, men's, women's soccer, Division II in JCAA starting in the fall. We're really excited about it.
How'd you like the fan support for your volleyball team tonight?
Great. It was great. Big crowd tonight. It was really nice.
I thought so, too. I'm going to let Thurman on the air a little bit later on.
No.
That'll be all right?
I guess.
All right. Listen, this guy does a great job in color commentary on our broadcast for basketball. We'll hand the headset over to Tim Copeland
right
now. Dr.
Thanks,
Joe
Chad.
Gilgore joining us there real briefly during Midnight Madness. And for Coach Tim Copeland, first time you guys have gotten out the brooms in about 3 weeks, Coach. That sweep had to feel nice tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely the way I wanted it to go. I didn't want to take and have to go 4 or 5 or, you know, fiddle around and, you know, get caught in a situation where you get an injury or something because you're playing longer than you should. And, you know, I mean, you know, I think they did some nice things. We served really well tonight. I thought our passing was really good tonight. And that allowed us to, you know, have good sets and run things a little faster.
You guys shifted gears about midway through that second set, or maybe even a little bit earlier than that. You were up 9-7 and then 16-3. To close that second set.
Run.
Just dominated. 16-3
run.
Yeah, what'd you see in there?
I mean,
I
knew we did a run. I mean, I didn't really keep exact those scores, but I knew it was 8 or 9, 10 points that we made for their one type thing. I think we served pretty good. We got some aces in that run.
Right.
Had a couple balls that they passed where they could only go one spot, you know, or wasn't a good hit, you know, for three hitters. Our defense dug some balls and did pretty good on that. We made a pretty, you know, a couple efforts on some balls that probably could have went down back in the corners and stuff, and we got them up. You know, and then just playing for the crowd, you know, it was a good crowd,
yeah.
and glad to have them here because, you know, I think we fed off that a little bit, and then things were rolling our way. It really made it even better.
Bailey Petrie got hot there for a little bit. I think she had 3 kills and about four points there for a little
bit.
Yeah,
she, you know, she played defense the first 10 games for us. You know, she didn't play front row at all until about the 8th or 9th game. And we just, our outsides wasn't getting it done. I mean, Elena was pretty much started steady from the very beginning, you know, but the other outside, same with the right side. We moved 3 or 4 people around for 10 games. And then finally I was like, all right, go out there, and she has nothing to lose. And she plays like that, you know, now. And last year she wasn't near that confident. She was just a little hesitant and a little scared to make a mistake. And now she's a lot more aggressive and doing a really nice job for us.
Chelsea really liked what she saw out of Mary Zink tonight. And she started out with, you know, a couple of quick sets to Soul that kind of got her going. We saw some nice back sets, a couple of shoot sets from one side to the other, and a couple of nifty dumps as well.
Yeah, well, her and I talked over here in the second game. I told her, I said, every 10 or 12 points or every 10 or 12 sets, they're leaving you a big hole. I said, so use your dump a little bit. You know, like, you don't have to do it every time, but every 10 balls, they're getting deeper and deeper, hitting, and then you can dump the ball. So she made 2 of them in that second set or whatever it was, and another one over here, and, you know, you can't do it all the time, but most teams will keep playing defense deeper and deeper if you're hitting well, you know. And you know, this is her third week of setting, you know, as far as, like, truly being the setter, 5-1 setter. So the first 20 games, 18 games, she didn't, and this last 6 or 7 she has, so what we saw in her at the very beginning was we thought she would really compete Laura, you know, with Laura, maybe even beat her out. And I don't think, you know, because of Laura's injury is what's caused this, but we're starting to see she's going to be a nice setter for next year. She's going to be a good player.
Coach, I don't know how big a thing this is, but it's something we noticed, and you can kind of tell us, but we saw a lot more smiles tonight out of the team. They really enjoyed playing well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a long 4 weeks. You know, and we haven't had things go our way, obviously, you know, on and off the court, and with injuries and situations off the court with Sammy's sister and stuff, you know. And, you know, it's been a very heavy group for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and you know, it's just nice to see a little bit go our way, kind of get a win here or there. And even the battle against West Plains, it felt like, okay, we were close, you know. Yeah, we didn't win, but we felt like we moved up back to where we should be, like that we should be able to battle with anybody. And you know, we'll have to see what happens, you know, come Friday and Saturday, and hopefully we can finish things Friday and work our way for Saturday for a rematch maybe, and kind of go from there. But you know, it was nice seeing them. They just kind of felt a little more, I think, confident and a little more like, okay, we're kind of back in the groove, and let's just go ahead and play and have a little fun.
You alluded to it. Region 16 tournament coming up Friday and Saturday, and that'll be at West Plains. And you'll get Jeffco Friday night?
Yeah, we're seated second. They'll be third, and West Plains is first.
So if you win Friday night,
we'll play.
You'll play for the region championship, but maybe more importantly, if you win Friday night, you'll automatically get into the district tournament, right?
Correct. One and two, first and second, no matter how you come out, still get to go to the district tournament the next weekend. That'll depend on how their regionals go, you know, who it'll be, Vincennes, Johnny Logan, whatever. And then, obviously, Iowa Western and Indian Hills, one and two. So eight of us get seated somewhere, you know. But, yeah, if you get top two in Region 16 or top two in the Iowa region, you still automatically go.
Feeling better after tonight, headed that direction?
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation where no matter what we do, we have to play, you know, Indian Hills is 7, Iowa Western is 9, you know, in the nation. And, you know, West Plains just beat Iowa Friday night or Saturday night at Jeffco. So, you know, they're playing well, and, you know, we've got to come out with more energy and fire than even we did tonight. I mean, you got to come to battle, you know, and because most of the good teams aren't going to, you know, maybe let 5 or 6 balls drop or, you know, serve 4 balls out, you know. So, you know, it's a matter of if we focus and we have that competitive spirit and that little smile, we'll be okay. But if we, you know, we kind of don't take it serious enough and didn't struggle a little bit, then you know we'll be battling pretty hard.
Whoa, that was a big cheer.
Well, you got a little girl out there, everybody wants to cheer.
Little girl in a dress, that's a big cheer.
Little queen,
right there.
Looks like a little queen.
I know, holy smokes. Coach, we'll be full on the air with our football playoffs Friday night, but we'll try to catch up with you after your match Friday and get that reaction
on
the air.
Yeah, and so. I appreciate you guys following us all year. You guys, you know, really been supportive of us and you, Chad. And, you know, it's nice to have that and support, and also just have that opportunity for the girls to get recognized a little bit on the radio and out in the community more. So great. I appreciate it.
Great night from Mineral Area College of Volleyball. Thanks, Coach.
Bud, thank you.
Tim Copeland joining us on the Home Pools and Pods post-game show as Mineral Area College sweeps tonight. It's over Lincoln Land, 25-21, 25-10, and 25-17. Well, that'll conclude our volleyball portion of the broadcast tonight. We're going to talk a little hoops coming up next on our Midnight Madness portion of the broadcast on J98. Kevin Thurman going to be joining me. Kevin does color for our basketball broadcast. We'll talk with the both head coaches of the Mineral Area College basketball teams, as well as Coach Gary Cuck going to be joining us to talk and preview a little bit his basketball team, as well as Coach Luke Streggy going to tell us a little bit about his basketball team for the coming season. And we've got some skits going on right now here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. But